Add composted manure or other soil additives to ensure better harvests not far ahead. We're looking at options next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Amend your soil early with the right materials to build the soil and improve future harvests. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners suggests some options.
There are a lot of things you can use. I have used a lot of different stuff over the years. I have used your usual chicken or cow manure. Now, be very careful on the steer manure because a lot of that's gathered from the feedlot. And they feed those animals salt to help bulk up their weight, make them retain water. And so a lot of those feedlot steer manure type products will have a lot of salt. I do not recommend those. But if you can get a manure from a dairy operation or something like that, it's been composted. Anything you put down this year, you want composted. Otherwise, there's going to be too many salts and too much nitrogen and you'll burn plants. But a composted dairy manure would be great. Composted chicken manure is great. Any composted manure is really a good additive. A lot of times we'll mix that in with some wood chips or some bedding. That's actually a really good practice, and I'd recommend that. You've got your soil pep, Nutrimulch. Those are good. Keep in mind that soil pep is generally something that does better when it's tilled in. It has a tendency to slow down water infiltration. You just use it as a mulch, so that's more of a till-in. Again, I think anybody that's listened to you for a while knows that I'm not a real big fan of tilling. And if you are going to till as little as possible and try not to till more than once a year.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.